This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for calling the cops on her neighbors. I actually feel really bad for them.
Why are you calling the cops on anybody, let alone your neighbors? How did we get there?
This whole thing sucks. Carla wrote in. I changed her name.
Carla?
She said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk? She said, as a background, I just moved into a side-by-side duplex. I've been on the hunt for a three-bedroom with a yard and remodeled basement for over a year and finally found the opportunity in January to move into this place.
Heard that.
A few weeks after move-in, a family moved in next to us on the other side. So there's been multiple instances where they've thrown parties with large groups of people where they talk loudly, laugh, blast music well into the night. And these parties typically start anywhere from 9 to 10 p.m. and have lasted until 1 or 2 a.m. Very frequently happening on the weekdays.
9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2. This is only like a 5-hour party.
Knock it off. 2 a.m. on a weekday?
I mean, come on
now. I'm fun, but I'm not that fun.
Oh, yeah.
Sheesh. She said, my daughter. But hold on. Here's what it says. My daughter's autistic and receives 30 hours of intensive ABA therapy during the week. And her sleep routine has been disrupted due to hearing the noises over her sound machine.
They're routine dependent. Got it.
I also have a 1-year-old who thankfully sleeps like a rock and am due with our third at the end of July.
Y'all got number 3 on the way too, so you pregnant and frustrated yourself. You could just say that, Ma. You could just said that. You could have started with that. Got it.
Oh my gosh. She said, I decided to reach out to a friend who is a dispatcher with an audio recording of what I was hearing and asked if it would be plausible to place a noise complaint. They said yes. What they were hearing was a bit excessive, so that's exactly what I did. She called the cops.
Damn, she really called them boys. On the neighbors.
She said, obviously, if it's the weekend, they can party it up. We're all human. Am I the jerk for calling the police on my neighbors because they're throwing late night weekday parties and it's disrupting my 3-year-old autistic child's sleep? She went, dude, she brought in every
brought
little
in the
bing, bing,
oh, the
ping,
nuances.
Ping. So we couldn't call her a jerk. She's like, my autistic kid.
She said, I'm pregnant. My
and
child's
what?
Autistic.
And what?
And they're sleep dependent. I'm deprived. My man,
call
my
me
other
the jerk.
Kid,
I
don't
dare
care.
You.
Eating everything. What you gonna say? Hey,
oh God!
I am calling her the jerk, though.
No,
I don't. Don't y'all look at me like
You can't live like this.
I'm 10 toes on this one. No, you can't live like this. But where in the world do you go ahead and go straight to the cops when you could have knocked on the door and let me like, if y'all don't chill this out, we gonna have problems. Right?
You think they would have stopped?
They have no option because I'm going to become a problem now. Right? I'm not going to go straight
to
the boys.
She's got three kids to worry about. She doesn't have time to manage the neighbors.
I get that, but all it takes is a knock on the door to be like, explain all the things that you just complained about us about.
Yeah.
And all the things that you tried to use against yourself to make us not call you the jerk. You could have used that against your neighbor and said, hey, can you please tone it down? It's Tuesday. On Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
she
went, you.
She asked a friend. The friend said too much. That's it.
It is too much. I get it. But
nobody wants to be the snitch on their neighbors, and now you got to see these people every day. Ah.
Who do you think the neighbors are going to suspect called?
The other half of the duplex. But she spent a year looking for this thing. That's what sucks. They have a family. They spend all year looking for a three-bedroom. They finally get it, and then the party people move in.
The party people also maybe spent a year and a half looking for their own place. Like, we don't know. They're as excited to be in their own home now, too.
Somebody said, not the jerk on the text. They said, I got neighbors who have a similar party vibe on the weekends, and they party until they're drunk until 2 a.m. They have a boombox so loud I could feel it on the walls. What the?
All the people y'all are talking about are Hispanic in my mind, and I don't know if that's me just associating my life experience with what's going on.
You think white people don't get down?
What? Not till 2 a.m. like we do, no.
Hi!
Are you calling the cops on your neighbor? Because
no,
I'm saying you the jerk.
Then I'm the one partying.
Right,
right,
exactly. You on this side, mommy. You Hispanic. Come on.
You're right, actually. Somebody said, amen, DZ. Stop calling police as a first option. Pull up your big girl pants and have a conversation with the party family. Jerk.
Or send somebody over. Bring a friend over and be like, hey, do y'all mind toning it down somewhat, man? You got to fight your neighbors before you go ahead and call the police.
During the week, I said what I said. Kylie in Milwaukee texted in. She said, not the jerk. Therapy, what? Huh? ABA therapy is no joke. I was trying to read it. And it can exhaust the child heavily. They deserve rest. She's saying the kid is going through a lot.
Right. So why are you going to wait the 15, 20 minutes, 30 maybe more, that is going to take the cops to come try to give the noise complaint a chance when you could have took two steps out that door and knocked on the neighbor and been like, if y'all don't chill out, I'm going to cool y'all off.
The neighbors are the jerks here. I don't know why we're being so hard on her. They said she's the jerk, but the neighbors are too. Match made in heaven.
Swear to God. They're all jerks in this scenario. She called the cops because they were partying. They're clearly partying too loud, but who knows that they know that the child's autistic?
Yeah, they don't know that. But are they going to stop anyway?
Well, you'd hope that they're cordial neighbors. If we were to get there, this is step five of a five-step plan, mm-hmm. calling the cops. Steps one, two, three, and four are me going over there first.
Nobody wants to deal with this.
I will cut power second, bro.
Now you gotta see these people every day.
I'm gonna get petty. Yeah. Well, and you made it way worse by calling the cops immediately. They're gonna know it was you.
Well, obviously. All right, 414-533-1037. Somebody said whether the kid is autistic or not, common sense would tell you you don't blast your music when you share a wall of your home with another family on a weeknight.
Common sense ain't so common.
It's just bleeping common sense, which would make her not the jerk.
I hear it.
We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Somebody called DZ a jerk on the text line.
What y'all trying to do? Y'all know where I'm at. Come throw these hands. What?
Anna Marie here from downtown Milwaukee. She's not the jerk. She has three children and she's pregnant. And you want her to get up at 12 a.m. to tell these people to turn it down?
Well, I'm not expecting.
End of story. P.S. DZ, you're the jerk.
I'm not expecting her to do it. I'm expecting her to boot somebody in the behind and be like, hey, go tell them to quiet down.
Well, let's go to Lisa in Sheboygan, one of our regulars.
She called Lisa.
She called 5 days in a row, got her own theme song. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, fam. What up?
Oh,
is she the jerk for calling the cops? Wait, what?
This is just really cringy because there's just so many, I don't know, it's so uncomfortable, but I do think that she's a jerk.
Ooh.
I get it because she's got little kids. I at once had little children as well, but you have to be able to be an adult about the situation at some point and not, I don't want to say tattletale, but go and have a conversation with these neighbors.
Be real with them. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they might have little kids too that are just accustomed to the late night hours that, you know.
To the noise and yeah.
Hence the Latino family.
Hence my kids sleeping through anything and us blaring music and then my neighbor having to be like, man, can you quiet it down a little bit?
Be quiet over there.
Please?
Don't you people work,
please? Fair.
But like a noise violation isn't the only thing that could potentially, you know, go awry with a neighbor situation. So every time something goes wrong, are you going to call the cops on them? Like, what if they don't cut their grass? Are you going to call the cops on them? What if they don't take their trash out? You know what I mean? Like,
what precedent are you setting with this new neighbor?
Well, you just hope they do all the right things. So this is what sucks is they're not doing the right thing. And now you're the one who has to deal with their garbage.
But it's the right thing on the societal impositions that somebody else set on y'all, bro. Who at what point decided that playing music at nighttime is a no-no?
Me.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Just because you like to sleep, that's the dichotomy of a society that we just might not all adhere to.
And it's a duplex, right?
Yeah,
right.
That's what sucks even more. Okay, so, she's saying, who does that in a duplex with the sharing a wall?
I get it,
well,
bro.
A lot of people do. So, I mean, I'm not saying that they're wrong for...
spit it out and say your stand your ground.
Well, no, but
Lisa.
I mean, you're moving into a duplex, so yeah. you should know that there's a potential that the person next to you isn't going to follow the exact same schedule that you have.
You do. Yep.
The exact same lifestyle.
They could be third shifters partying during the day.
True.
Who knows?
It's a jerky move on the neighbors, yeah, but at the same time, you need to have a conversation. Don't just call the cops right away.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I hear that.
Fair enough. Well, thanks for calling, Lisa. She says, jerk for calling the cops. Talk to you later.
Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Jason in Maguanago texted in. He said, not the jerk, but instead of calling the cops, I would even out the playing field once she has the baby. Every time the baby wakes up early in the morning, bring it outside.
Ooh.
Oh, they're saying bring it on when she has the baby in July.
This ain't about solutions.
She doesn't have time for all this. She's going to have three kids.
Hey, fresh air is good for the baby. Fresh air is good for everybody, especially postpartum.
I like being petty with the rest of them, but even I don't have time sometimes. Come on, give the woman a break.
Touche.
Becky's in Milwaukee. Let's pull her up next. Hi, Becky.
Buenos dias.
Hello. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. What do you think? Is she the jerk for calling the cops on the neighbors who won't be quiet?
Absolutely not. No.
Didn't even have to finish. Okay, now, go ahead.
Go girl.
I will not let you finish. I'm so triggered because I have a Hispanic mom who partied till 6 a.m., but she invited the neighbors. She invited the cops.
Everybody got a plate.
And on the weekends.
It was on the weekends, though.
Yes. I have a 23-year-old, and I tell her, every time you move into someone, tell them you go party and you love your radio loud, and here's my phone number. If I'm too loud, call
me. Hit me for show.
We're like adults.
Right.
We are adults. And DZ, you said it. People work different shifts. So be cognizant of like, hey, we like to party. If we are too loud, call me.
Call me.
Don't make them call the cops. I mean, we're adults. Come on.
She's saying not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
And she grew up in a party household. She says not the jerk for calling the cops. She gets it. She's saying they should just do the right thing and
follow and
think about people. Have some sense.
Yes. The loud neighbor didn't approach it the right way. Being the loud neighbor, knowing
they're
that this
rude.
Could be societal. Dang.
They said, DZ, yo, how are you going to talk some sense to people that are playing music during the weekday?
This is facts, though. Like, I can't stop you, bro, but who knows that's not their weekend?
Do you know what they need to do? She should go over there and recommend they have a silent disco, like the art museum.
Y'all ever heard of headphones?
All right. Thanks for calling. Becky is triggered. She says, not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Appreciate it, Becky. Great talk. Right.
Bye, Becky.
Okay, but hold on.
What?
Say Tuesday, Wednesday is their Saturday, Sunday.
Maybe.
Say, we don't know their schedule, just like we don't know their daily, hourly schedule. We don't know their weekly schedule and what's actually their weekend.
Right, but according to Becky, then that wouldn't matter.
It doesn't.
You just wait till Friday or Saturday, and those are the only days you get to do that.
It sure don't. Oh, man. You know I'm trying to argue this.
I know, and you suck at it.
I thought I was doing pretty good.
Now everybody's lighting you up now on the text. Let's go to Sean in West Bend. If you don't know about our regular Sean, he and his wife had raised their kids, and then they got pregnant accidentally at 42, and he just had twins. Congrats.
Oh, so you're dealing with this.
So you're starting over.
I don't appreciate you making me older there. I'm 41.
Oh, I'm sorry. 41. My bad. My
you're
bad.
The jerk now.
Ma'am.
I am the jerk. It's okay. Sean, you're the tiebreaker, though. Is she the jerk for calling the cops on the neighbors with the duplex? She's got an autistic kid, which Lisa said now makes it awkward. Nobody wants to touch this, but we got to just do it. It's a moral dilemma. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, I've got an autistic kid. I understand. But at the same time, I've lived my whole life around military bases and kids that party all the time. You got to be able to talk to them. It's not fun. It sucks. You gotta interact with people. Nobody likes doing that these days. But calling the cops first is kind of a little bogus. They got other stuff that they got to worry about. I mean, in West Bend, probably not. But I would assume in Milwaukee, there's better things for them to worry about.
This would be all the talk in West Bend.
This would be the rage.
Yeah,
this would be
much.
Front page news in WB.
There's like fireworks
about the duplex
and
on
like
Cherry
there's
Street.
Days where you just gotta, there's days where you got to grin and bear it. 4th of July, New Year's Eve.
Sean,
you're gonna get noise every
Holidays do not count. Holidays are free for all, man, as far as I'm concerned.
There's still people that want to call the cops, trust me.
True.
But a random Tuesday in the middle of the week when ain't nothing else going on and it's not spring break.
Look, we're going to go with Phil in Mount Pleasant on the text line who said, jerk, have the conversation at 6 a.m. after the party that they have until 2 a.m. Well, go over at 6 a.m.
Somebody said earlier, it's like, if you wake my twins up, I'm coming to the party with the babies and we're just going to all listen to them scream.
Why are we not all vibing together? Let's just knock the wall down since we're all living together in the same noise anyway.
Idea.
Exactly.
The baby's over. All right, Sean. Well, Sean says...
Jerk.
He says call the cops. Yeah.
That's the last resort.
Okay.
Fair enough, big dog. We appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Sean.
Have a good one.
Great to hear from you, man. Much love. You too. Peace.
Dude. Do you think it's jerk because she shouldn't have called the cops first?
Yeah. I think...
Just talk to them and then call the cops?
You got to give them the warning, like, hey, if you don't chill out, I am going to call them boys. Because at some point, it's got to get there because I'm not going to be the one because I'm going to finish something. I ain't going to start it. Mm-hmm. Right? But I am going to say, if you don't chill out, I'm going to have to set this on to the proper authorities.
Ugh, sucks so bad for them.
You already made enemies with your neighbors and you don't even know them yet.
They made enemies with her. That's where we're flipping it, where you got it backwards,
right. That's
DZ.
That's actually right. But nobody
They made enemies. They're the ones doing the bad behavior, not her. Nobody, she's minding her own business.
Nobody gave anybody a chance here.
And by the way, I don't necessarily think it's bad behavior to blare music sometimes late at night.
Who knows
as long as there's not a kid in the next door.
Maybe you're drowning out different noises. I don't know what y'all be doing at night.
Oh, man.
Just saying.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right, jerk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.